Currently, it seems to be white wine and sparkling are the best sellers. Red is probably owing to the season as a poor third.
And in terms of the regions, where do you source your wines from? And let's focus on the white wine at the moment.
Our buying group tend to range right across South Australia, Clare Valley, in particular, Adelaide Hills, which we're trying a couple of varieties at the moment. But a huge portion is actually New Zealand wine. In the Sauvignon Blanc is the main variety that we sell.
In terms of the different blends, there are blends that seem to be quite popular right now while it's hot.
Straight Sauv Blanc is at the top of the list, but you can have other grapes mixed in there with Semillon. Your Pinot Gris is another one that's starting to move a little.
And reds, what's popular in the reds?
Shiraz, straight Shiraz is the best seller. Cabernet Sauvignon is a close second, and then you get into your straight Merlots, and then a huge range of varieties along with that. We've Sangiovese at the moment, which people like to mix into punches, which does quite well also.
And the reds, from what areas of South Australia do they come from?
Similar area, Barossa, Clare, Adelaide Hills.
In terms of choice, consumers, what are you seeing there and how do they decide upon what wines they're going to buy? Is it about the price? Because I can see here on the shelf there's quite a lot of specials up there.
Price does make a big difference with some people.
And just thinking about harvest vintages, we're going into the next vintage. Is it now that you would stop and think about, okay, what or when that's ready to buy, from what region you might purchase that from?
Generally, the idea is that with white wine, fresh is best. You don't want to be buying generally your 2013 white wine. You want a 15 coming into, it might little bit early for 16, but I'm sure we'll see them pretty soon.
And just thinking about wine in terms of your overall sales, so where does that fit into what people, when they're driving through, what they're buying?
The bulk of people who come through our bottle shop buy beer and buy a long stretch. So it's the people who like to sit back and have a little sip of a night time or with their dinner. There's few and far between. But myself, I like a beer, I like a wine. So there must be other people out there that do that.
And just thinking about the percentage of your sales, if you're thinking about last week's sales, where did wine sit on the list of top sellers?
About number eight, I think it was, with a slow 4%. So of total sales. So it was a bit of a stunner, really, when you look closely at the numbers. Yeah.
And over the 40 years, over the 4 decades that you've been here, has there been much of a change, or much of a swing towards new things for people to drink?
Certainly, when I first started, rosé was the rage. And, I might buy six bottles of rosé a year now. So, Riesling was a really good seller. Now that sort of faded away. We do still move a bit of Riesling, but from Riesling it moved to Chardonnay, and it took a long time for Broken Hill people to move from Chardonnay to Sauvignon Blanc. We always tend to be just that little bit slower changing our tastes, so I can't imagine we're going to move from Sauvignon Blanc for a long time.
In terms of beer, what are people after?
We find that some people are prepared to move to the imported beers and boutique beers, as we call them, but the bulk of drinkers are currently drinking mid-strength beer. The old full-strength beers slow down a bit. The other big seller really is your low-carb beer, so it's a little bit lighter. People don't feel as though they're putting on quite so much of a tummy, and that seems to work because you know you see the results in some of the blokes that come through that have swapped.